This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Well, yesterday we kicked off our midday midlife conversation. And again, just want to clarify, not middle-aged.
It's different.
Midlife. It's very different because that's offensive. 35 to 45, right, is kind of that midlife where it's a weird age when you still feel young, but you lived a lot of life. Some of your friends might be getting married. Some might be getting divorced. Some have kids in college. Some are just having kids. So it's a crazy
time.
Some
are at a Coldplay concert.
That is the voice of Annie Fry from The Annie Fry Show on 97.1.
Great to be over here. Thanks for inviting me.
We've got Annie in the conversation and Trisha Everdeen, who we talk about Steve and his boats. You are the Steve equivalent on the other side over there down the hall.
Correct. Yes. Thanks for having me.
you're welcome.
Where are your boats?
boats
you chose
here.
Not to get boats in your midlife.
So we worked. Michael Kelly was in for Chris yesterday. He was at jury duty. Michael Kelly and I were talking about kind of the 30,000 foot view of, are you where you thought you would be at this age? And then it got into marriage, it got into kids. And just to kind of set the table here, I think people who listen know, I'll be 42 soon. I don't have kids. That's a surprise to me. With you, Annie.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
And 4.
Okay. When did you start having kids?
My husband and I got married at 23 and had Charlie, who is 15. When I was 25 years old.
25 years
old. And now I look back and think, that might not have been a responsible decision. That seems really young to be having kids. But that kind of was the plan.
Yeah.
And that's the type of, you said you grew up in a traditional home. I grew up in a very traditional, conservative values, Christian home. And, you know, you graduate high school, you go to college, you get married, you start a family, have a career. That's the way I planned it out, and that is kind of the way it went. But I will admit that I loved my life. I have no regrets. But I kind of did that because that's what you did.
Right.
You know, that was the plan. I found a wonderful man who loved me, and we wanted to start this family together. But I'm very blessed in that way. But I didn't really ever consider what else there could be. It just is what I felt like I was set out to do.
Not that you have regrets or anything, but do you have times where you wonder if you should have thought about other things, other possibilities, other paths?
You know, like one of the things my husband and I have talked about, we were both born and raised in Edwardsville, Illinois, across the river. So we've grown up in Madison County. And by the way, I just realized this weekend, Missouri people speak in counties, Illinois people don't. Have you ever noticed that? You're an Illinois person.
Oh, yeah. No, we speak in towns.
Yeah. So Madison, it's just another thing. We don't even know where anyone goes to high school in Illinois. But we've talked before about, we both went to SIU Edwardsville, both got communications degrees there. My husband went back and got a teaching degree. But we just stayed home. Our whole life is rooted in Edwardsville, Illinois, essentially. And sometimes my husband's a huge Notre Dame football fan. We've gone to Notre Dame to watch football games before. And you go take in like the history and the pomp and circumstance of a university like that. And you think, well, you didn't really have that at SIUE. Yeah. And we kind of wonder, like, what would that have been like? But it would have changed the course of where we are. So you do think a little bit about what you didn't have. I'm blessed that my life choices have worked out the way they did. But it's not regret. It's not, gosh, should I have done this? Because I know that I wouldn't have what I have right now. But you do wonder. You can't help but not. I started in sports talk radio. I worked at KFNS for 3 years. Wanted to be a sideline reporter. That's why I got my TV radio degree. And then I'm a smarter person than this, but it took me a few years into doing that to realize I'd be on the sideline nights and weekends, and I wanted a family.
Yep.
So I moved over to news talk. So I got pretty far before I was able to realize that that wouldn't be conducive to the family life that
good
I wanted
thing
to have.
Good thing is news only happens during business hours.
That's true. It does, in my life, it's noon to three.
It's over 3 o'clock. Yeah.
It is so interesting, like you said, things like, oh, I wonder why that didn't occur to me. I mean, we've all had things like that. And Trisha, and just again, like, you and I are the same age, both 41. Trisha, you're 36.
36,
yep. And you recently had your first baby.
Yeah, he just turned one last week.
So with you, you know, went through your 20s, early 30s without kids. Was that something that was planned? Did you want to wait until later?
No. Well, you know, I didn't have the same. I was actually kind of antsy to get out, right? So I went to SIUE as well. I didn't go to a big college, but I thought, I'm going to move to a big city. Well, I made it to Soulard, so... That's pretty much where it stopped.
The big city.
That's right. Close. I landed in Soulard. And now, and thankfully, I met my husband and we figured out life together. But it took us a while to realize, okay, we want to get married. We want to have kids. We do want that traditional lifestyle. And then we started getting up against a clock, right? So we finally got married and then we started kind of working backwards, like get closer to home, move back to Illinois, get closer to mom and dad. Okay, do we have time to have a family? Do we want more than one? Do we have time for more than one? So all of those questions. So there were a couple of years in there where we genuinely thought, like, I don't know if we've waited too long. Like, if we jumped the,
Did you ever have the, or do you have it now? Because it seems like most people I know are always thinking about what their plan was. And I hate the 5-year question. Where do you see yourself? I have no idea, dude.
Like
I don't know.
That's the only way to guarantee you won't be there in 5 years.
Right. Yes. Like, I don't. So, but
not going to manifest that.
And you said, Annie, that you pretty much have done what your plan was for the most part.
Yeah.
Right.
I had wide barriers on where we were headed, but little bob and weave, but still on the same course.
For either of you, do you ever get to the point where you think about, man, I was supposed to be doing this by now? Or at this point, I should have had 2 or 3 or a different house. Or whatever it is. Do you ever have those feelings?
You had.
Yeah, yes, very much. So more so once we got to like early 30s, we started looking around and trying to take stock of where we were in our careers and our life and our family. And it was like, maybe we shouldn't be at bars every night. Maybe we shouldn't be renting. Maybe we should be thinking about home ownership. Maybe we should be thinking about all of these different things. And then we had to hurry up and try to figure it out really quickly. So that caution to the wind, we're going to live our best lives. We did that and we are very, very fortunate that it worked out the way it did, but we did that for just long enough, right up to the line to where, we almost missed it. So yeah, I did for a long time.
I think that you kind of wonder what's on the greener grass. You know, you think about what is over there. So my son Charlie, when he was born, was the first grandchild on both sides, and I don't think anybody else was even thinking kids at that time. He was the first baby among all of our friend group, so we had this like new toy for everybody to play with, and everybody was like, oh, baby. But at the same time, all of my friends were, if they were married, they were traveling, they were doing the things that they wanted to do. So it's interesting to sit on the other side. Like, we started early. My husband and I originally had said that we wanted to have kids early. We figured we're going to be broke when we have kids no matter what. So we might as well figure it out while we're young and we have the energy for it. And then we'd rather have our money in a young retirement or be younger and freer with our kids having moved on. And then I had a baby in 2021. So yeah. I've got a 4-year-old at home. Yeah. So we really did spread it out and everything. But I don't think that anybody can look at their life and you have to be honest and say you're looking at what people who are not doing what you're doing. How nice would it be for that? Mm-hmm. But you don't know. They're looking over at you saying the same thing. So, you know, I'm a Christian and I have faith that I'm on a path that God has set before me and I'm happy to follow that. But it's very human to want what other people have mm-hmm. and to forget about the things that make your life a blessing or how you are a blessing to other people because of the life that you're leading. So that's a, that is for me has to be a very active participation in mindset. Mm-hmm. And when everybody else is out there having fun, living in the big city Soulard and going to Mardi Gras yeah. and you've got, you know, a toddler running around and a baby on your hip. And, you know, I loved it. I lived in Hamel, Illinois. It's kind of the country. And my husband was going back to school to be a teacher. It just, I could be on either side of that going, I kind of would like to have the other thing.
Right. I know it's so interesting in what you said. With being a Christian and faith being a big part of your life. And that's how it is for me. And I grew up, like I said, pretty traditional. Yeah. Grew up homeschooled, 4 of us all homeschooled. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. And I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and homeschool. And, you know, the big question was like 4 kids or 5 kids, you know. And it never in a million years occurred to me that I wouldn't have kids. It's almost, and I'm like I said, I'm 40, I'll be 42 this week. And it's almost an out-of-body experience because I decided not to go to college. I wanted to keep writing. You don't necessarily need a degree to write.
Sure.
And I didn't want college debt if I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. I stayed involved in the homeschool community for almost 20 years, like teaching, helping other homeschool moms to keep up that skill set. And years go by, and I had some great opportunities with writing books and working with the blues and getting into radio, but it was always subconsciously when I grow up, mm-hmm. when I grow up and get married and have a family, and when I grow up and get married and have a family. And then it kind of got to the point where it was like, okay, it won't be 5 kids. You know, I looked at the clock. I'm like, okay, it might be 4 kids, maybe it'll be 3 kids. And it's so weird because, you know, once you come to the realization that, oh my gosh, like that window's closed. And I know technically, you know, at 42, but I'm not, you know,
sure.
you know, going to have a family now. You know, and there's a lot would have to happen that's not going to happen. And I'm not doing like, you know, any other mm-hmm. ways of having kids. Like I would kind of be the traditional way, get married and all that. And what you said, being human and thinking, how did this happen? And wrestling with God over it,
sure.
like the past couple of years, but then also ultimately trusting him like, okay, well, I've had so many great experiences and I know this is what I thought would happen and it's not going to happen. And I'm grateful for where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, sometimes I think, well, I mean, I think I've kind of gotten selfish, because I've just been, it's just been me mm-hmm. until my 40s. And so now having kids sounds like, oh my gosh, that is such a huge responsibility. And you quote unquote, never get your life back. You know what I mean? Like, it's not yeah. your life anymore.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, I'm still working through that realization.
I think I think we have to go to a break here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Soon? But I just want to say before we do that, if you're wrestling with God over something like that as a person of faith, that's like a biblical thing, wrestling mm-hmm. with God.
Yeah.
Like it's not like we don't have time for this, but I could tell you of all of the different types of yeah. struggles and hardships that my family has gone through while yes, I've had 4 kids and that family, but everybody has those struggles. And you know, my understanding of faith is that when you're wrestling with God, God wants to wrestle with you. Like mm-hmm. he wants you there with him. So I don't want to put out there some sort of like, oh, I'm a person of faith and I got everything I wanted, because that's like the opposite of what faith is really.
Life is hard.
Yes, it's very
life
difficult.
Life is hard for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Annie, Trish, want to hang out for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's Chris and Amy's show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Annie Fry, Trisha Everding with us here on our final segment. It's Chris and Amy's show. Gas House Gang is coming up. Ollie Marmel will join the show here. We got him for about a half hour. So Trisha was talking about, and we are in the middle of our midday midlife conversation that we are having for crisis. The entire week.
Well, we're trying to be more positive around
I think
here.
I've been having that since 25.
It's midday midlife, ..
And so Trisha, you were saying something interesting during the break about after having your first kid
yes.
a year ago,
yep.
how there was a moment where you're like, oh no.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'd be lying if you set me up there. I'd be lying if I said that once he got here, I was like, yeah, this is rainbows and sunshine and everything yeah. I ever wanted. Because we had a very established routine. Like, we were set in our ways. We had bills figured out, sleep figured out, exercise mm-hmm. figured out, food figured out. The dog was happy in bed with us every night. And they're... The first few months, I more than once, but not a ton, and I don't feel this way now. I thought, what have we done? Like,
yeah.
we have made a mistake. This is, we were good, and now we're not, and mm-hmm. there's no end in sight.
So,
because it's a form of human torture to be yeah, awakened yeah. multiple times in the middle mm-hmm. of the night.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that's really hard.
And my husband's asleep on the couch. The baby's asleep over here in a basket near a closet. The dog doesn't know if he's allowed to come in or out. I haven't slept
dog's not allowed in. Dog
weeks,
has to stay
and it's, you know, it was, there were some really dark times there at the beginning where I thought, we maybe should have reconsidered this.
When did that go away?
6 months in. I mean, it was never a constant thing where the yeah. whole time I was thinking, well, we made a mistake. I want to give this thing back, but I
you can't don't return put it back.
Yeah. You cannot return it.
It was too late. I actually had a dream that both my dad and Steve told me that it would be okay if I put the baby up for adoption.
Oh my gosh. Then, why was Steve in that conversation?
Why is Steve more?
Then nobody would judge
because
me.
Because Steve wants her to be here.
That's what I think
my subconscious through. That's the most sensible thing she said so far.
Did he tell you when you were on maternity leave that you're stealing from the company? Because he said that to me.
Have you ever told Steve that?
I did. And okay. he said, I would judge you. Because in the dream, he was like, nobody would judge you. He's like, oh, I judge you.
That's really, really yeah. good. But like you said, it's that up and down. It's so funny. Annie nailed it with like the grass is greener. Probably at that point, you might have thought like, oh my gosh, you know, what have we done?
The first kid is super challenging.
Yeah. Though,
because the sleep deprived thing, like, it doesn't matter if you have a kid or if you don't have a kid. If you're going through something that's depriving you of sleep,
yeah.
everything's, you can't make rational decisions as well.
Mm-mm.
When you don't have sleep.
Not thinking.
And then right. when you look forward to, I don't know if I'm ever going to sleep again.
No.
That becomes a little burdensome. So you have yeah. to figure out with your partner, like, yeah. how do we do this together? And you have to be willing to ask for help. And when people say, oh, what can I do? You say, come over and hold my baby. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and,
like the best thing.
And you said you're vocal about this on your show. It's also okay to not love being pregnant.
I hate it. I've said God made me hate being pregnant. I've got four kids and it's the worst thing ever.
Imagine if you loved it, you might have 12 kids.
Yeah. No. It took me about 3 or 4 years in between each one to be like, fine, I think I could do this again. But
yeah.
throwing up every day, got worse with every pregnancy, can't sleep, everything hurts. With every kid that you have sequentially, you've got to take care of the other ones and still try to be a present mom. I worked through the whole pregnancies. Miserable. but worth it. So
it's so interesting. This is where I just go back to life is interesting. And, you know, we talk about faith. I'm glad I have faith to get me through it, because life is hard whether you have faith or not. Like, life is hard for people, period. And there's things that you go through. And I think right now, just to be clear, like, I wrestling, you know, with God over it, not doubting him, but just asking, you know, talking to him, going, wow, this is hard. I'm grieving this. And the grieving is kind of an up and down process. Right. I think I'm in a really good place. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a time when there's a sad moment again, but then you come back out of it. And like you said, being a parent, there's really hard times, of course, worth it because there's the joy of your kids. But, you know, it's kind of a roller coaster on either side, probably. Mm-hmm.
Tricia, yours is too young for this, but Annie, do you remind your children how difficult they work?
Yeah.
Do you know how much trouble I had having you? Say, I had so much trouble having you, so get in line.
Well,
does it work?
Other than my son, well, no, other than Molly, my youngest, they all witnessed me be miserable. I mean, they would hear me. They'd know if I got up and left a room that I was throwing up in a bathroom or something like
so
that.
They'll appreciate you.
They know.
They better.
Yeah.
They'll do your show.
They're good kids. Yeah, I gotta go.
Thanks for coming in here.
Ryan Wiggins just wrote in a message to me, betrayal.
Wow.
Hey, Ryan, hear me on KMOX?
She's having a much better time, Ryan. Annie Fry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tricia Everding, thank you for coming in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.